Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio, the Tuesday edition of the Optimize My Life show, brought to you by the Hope Collection. It is Tuesday, day after Columbus Day, the day that America has known over the last 200 years as the founding day of Columbus discovering the Americas. And so we're so excited because we do pay tribute, and I know there's been an active group of people trying to eliminate that, because what happened is some of them found out that Christopher Columbus was a Christian and claimed our world for God and Christ. Wow, what a way to open up our show today, because we're the home base for travel around the world, being able to open doors and lives for people. And, one of the early travelers was, here he was, Christopher Columbus, and he went to Portugal, the Queen, because he couldn't get anything where he's from, his hometown and country. So he went to Portugal, and they were able to fund him to get on that those three little ships and head off to America. And the rest, of course, here we are today, sharing and excited about America's ability to make a world better through travel. And Tuesday, we call this, in fact, I got the dashboard and says Travel Tuesday. Explore making travel part of your healthy living. That's subtitled on today's show. And we always have different leaders in the community, in the world, that join us and share some of the points and some of the absolute excitement things that are going on in the world of travel. Because, you know, we all know that we've just gone through a long season that we've been able to shut down and lock up and imprison, and I don't know whatever you want to use. Well, those are the ones I use to describe what happened when a group of particular people from a country or other side of the world decided to attack America, and they thought they could win. Well, guess what? The Spirit of God and the Spirit of Christ, who wins, you know, always win, is in the hearts of so many people that are dedicated, committed to building his kingdom. And you know what? We use the travel industry to do that. And so I can have a very, very good close friend of mine who is so impactful in my wife and my wife and I's life that I am just grateful that he came into our life a number of years ago. And I can use the word dramatically changed our lifestyle, our look. What's really cool about Rick Reese, and that's his name, is he has walked a walk that a lot of people are, I'm going to take the word, see, I won't use the words envious. I'm going to use the word of people that somehow are green, somehow have a jaundiced view of life and people. But what he has done is he's taken the gifts and the talents that were given to him, and like the servant the master gave talents to, he took his talents and he buried them. All right, he buried them in the lives of other people, and because he did that, he has blessed people around the world. And having that kind of impact is why I have him as often as I can share with you we can. And I've got to shut up because I'm going to introduce him at this moment. And then I have an announcement to make when Rick Reese comes on. Hi, Rick.
Hey, Ron. So good to have you. I thank you for the kind words. I really appreciate it. Good to be on the show.
I always look every day when you come on. I'm going to come on. I always look for new ways to try and describe you. Because Depending upon how the Lord has been revealing to me blessings.
Like we say in Boston, I appreciate it. The Hope Collection is so good to be on the show. And like we say, serving hope for lunch. And just being around people that love serving others. And in serving hope for lunch, helping others by helping them help others.
Well, you do it well, sir. good and faithful servant, you do it well.
I'm in good company, you know, between yourself and Gary and all the folks that listen in and the guests that listen in. And, you know, hope opens doors. Hope opens doors, and because everybody's looking for hope, especially on the back end of this pandemic. Everyone's looking and searching for hope, and it's so nice to be able to just give that to them, you know, and like we do on the show every day, serving hope for lunch for those who are open. And, of course, we're looking for those open doors, not the closed doors. Hope, imagine hope knocking on the door. Let me in. And but we're there to knock, and we'll keep knocking.
Rick, I have some very, very exciting news. And this, by the way, this show is recorded. We call it archived. And you can take this show and send it to somebody else. And I hope people do. You can send the recording to somebody and use it, and you can preface it to say something to somebody that you want to share with them, information you want to share with them, things that they can find out about the travel industry and what kind of things are happening. What can, more important, I'd like to think when someone hangs up from this call today, if they have someone in their life that might require a career, a new channel to reach out and touch people's lives, they have a need. You know, they may be very well financially, you know, well off, and they don't need necessarily to create income other than, and that's a, prosperity is God's plan, so it can't help but earn when you serve. But if someone deliberately knows somebody who really could use some direction and help, just needs a tool. You know, they've been out in the kitchen cutting tomatoes with a butter knife for too long. You know what that leaves? A mess. So now they want to get a Gizu knife, and the 365 Travel for Opportunity provides the best Gizu knife in the travel industry that exists. But today I have an announcement, a formal announcement, that because of research and experimentation and learning and processing and proving, let's call it vetting, Rick Reese and his one friend have created a diversity of income development for organizations. Now, that's a big fancy word for, let's help someone fundraise for a church or a private nonprofit, or even a company that needs to create more cash stream because, you know, between taxes and the costs going up, most businesses need to raise more funds to keep in business. So, Rick Reese, you are a genius, and you created the Funding
That's
by
good.
Travel program.
Hey,
and, you know,
man,
a while
Lord.
Back when you first introduced that to me, we were talking, and there was some evolution going on, evolution going on, and some of the things we came to conclude, and I think it's so funny because one of those things you and I were talking one day, when I opened up the next PowerPoint that talked about Funding by Travel, there was a picture of what you and I talked about, and it showed a pastor pastoring an offering plate, and instead of it being, you know, looking for someone to put money in the pile of the plate, you showed some travel things going. And so what happens is the Surge 365 or Vortex 365 program can be the offering plate, can be the funding for a church's mission or budget, or it could be for their operating costs for the church or building. It could be their how they pay their staff. It could be for helping to pay for the building or any construction or remodeling or some recovery from some of the weather we've had. Anything they want to use it for, Surge 365, Vortex 365 can provide the funds without having to go out and sell spaghetti dinners or candy bars or stand on the street corners with a billboard sign on you saying, give me some money or you're going to hell. I mean, you really have a practical program that's stewardship. And boy, I'm proud to share this. And a mutual friend of ours in one of the oldest benefit nonprofit organizations in the world. 50 years, the Golden Rule Society has been providing benefits for children and parents and churches and schools to help improve and help build America and help build families. And founder, his name is Captain Len Cain. For people who don't know, Len Cain was the original Top Gun. And he was given, in fact, he's a decorated war hero. He flew fighter pilots, you know, the ones planes that go over 1,000 miles an hour. Can you imagine the kind of control it takes to run a plane 1,000 miles an hour in a split second? If you make the wrong, push the wrong button, you're in the ocean, you're in the side of a mountain, and they crash into somebody. Well, he did that, and then he became a test pilot, and then he became a commercial pilot, you know, when you get on an airplane to travel. And then he started the Golden Rule Society. And for 50 years, be helping teach people how to be treated by treating people like you'd be like to be treated. Len Cain ran this organization. Now he's been nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize for 5 times. So, you know, he's not just a nice guy from the community. He's a world-renowned purple person who is touching lives. Last week, the folks that publish Who's Who in the World and Who's Who in America contacted him and said, Len, we are now going to bestow upon you the award of Humanitarian of the Year Award. Wow. I mean, come on, guys. You have the right, and we'll be on the show on Friday at noon. Bring your friends and invite someone that you've never brought to the show. Bring them, because I wanted you to meet Captain Len, my friend, my partner. And here's what's really, really neat. Len decided that he realized how good Vortex 365 and Surge 365. He realized what a blessing that can be in people's lives and in their and what he did.
Go ahead.
He decided to join. Hi, how are you? 585. How are you? Well, let me finish. If I may finish, please. I'm gonna mute your phone. Yeah. I muted your phone. I'm sorry, because I wasn't finished speaking. I'm making an announcement. This is Ron Clayton, your host. So I'm not trying to be rude. Please don't leave, but understand, I'm making an announcement that Len Cain has launched on his Golden Rule Society website, goes around the world, reaches thousands of people. Len Cain launched, it's there right now as you and I are speaking, myvortex365.com/GRS travel, Golden Rule Society travel. And when someone clicks on that, it links them directly to the booking agent of the Vortex 365 discounted, secured, guaranteed travel benefits. Cost money in your pocket. And there are unique aspects of it because of what Rick Reese has done in developing this program with Surge. We are able to have somebody that everybody goes online to figure out what's going to cost something. Well, how would you like to go online and know what the cheapest price of something that you want to buy is in the marketplace, and it'll list it there, and then instead of having to go spend hours on the internet trying to find out who's who in the zoo and whether you got a good price, what you're going to find out immediately what it is, and then because you're a member of the Vortex plan, you are going to have shown a discounted price that's lower than that price. Well, it's incredible. Now, what's even better than that, if you're booking a hotel on the internet anywhere by any of the, well, there's lots of sites, but they're all owned by Expedia and Travelocity. They own them all, guys. So if you think you're getting a better deal from one place or another, you're just being fooled. That's a fact. So what you can do is get something that is guaranteed to be less. And when you go there, you'll find out that less price. But here's what most people don't know. When you book a hotel online, they tell you what the cost is, whether it's a special, a good discount, whatever. But they never tell you the tax, how much the taxes are. And they never tell you in the hotel how much the local bed tax. It's a secret tax surcharge that every city in the country has decided to figure out how they can suck money out of your pocket, your wallet, that you don't have a choice when you get to the hotel. And, yeah, you went online. It says $200 for $100 for a night. You get there, and then you get the bill. It says the tax was $15, and the bed tax was $10. Well, where did this come from? How come? What's that? And you say, well, that's our bed tax. And you, what are you going to do? You just stayed there last night. You got to pay it, or they'll send you to the collector. So you don't even have a choice. You're not protected. When you take advantage of the Golden Rule Society travel, which is the Vortex, folks, you are getting cost protection like you never saw. Now, on top of that, there's another level of excitement. Let's say you find out about the Golden Rule Society and how it's blessing and helping people's lives, and now going to be launching the kindness campaign around the country, helping people to help people and just treating people better and making this a better place. Well, the Golden Rule Society, whatever you save, Vortex is making a donation to GRS, Golden Rule Society, for helping promote and support you in your better living because you took advantage of this. So, Rick, I am without question totally excited about making this announcement today, and it's operational right this minute.
If you're listening to this show,
what do you think, Rick?
I think it's awesome. And I actually went up on the site, and I love the name Wise Traveler. And I was talking to Captain Lynn Kane yesterday, and he's really excited about it, and I'm really overexcited about it. And one of the things that he actually pointed out on the site is that, of course, you know, he was an airline captain for a number of years.
Hold
and
on,
during
I
that time.
Hey, can you help me? I can't bend over and pick that up. I got a FedEx man delivering something to me here. Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks, guys. Hey.
So, yeah,
well,
I was talking to him yesterday, and one of the things that he had pointed out, of course, being an airline captain and flying for all these years, is he has some really great travel tips that that he's given on the site also, goldenrulesociety.org. And so a person for free can download 39-page document of captain's travel tips. And that goes right along with, of course, the Vortex link that you're mentioning where people can save on their travel. And so it's all come together. And I was just thinking as you was talking there, the program using the Vortex for not only travel savings for customers, but also as a fundraising tool for the organization, or it may be a church, school, a business, ministry. A lot of chatter in the background.
Yeah, I muted that phone line from that person calling in.
Oh, okay. Okay, perfect. Yeah, we don't want you to leave. Just mute your phone. Don't want you to leave. Just mute your phone if you're going to be listening in.
585, please mute your phone. Thank you.
And, but the free travel deals, the free travel tips that Lynn has put together, over a number of years, and I've got to download it. I just saw a couple of things that he had mentioned in there, but they're really travel tips that a person can use for real time. And so that's on the site goldenrulesociety.org, along with, as you mentioned, the link to be able to get the travel savings through the Vortex. How powerful is that, though? And of course, Golden Rule Society has, Lynn doesn't even know how many millions of members around the world that he's reached out to over the last 50 years or so. And they now can come to the Golden Rule Society Wise Traveler, click on that link, and they can open up their own personal travel booking engine and come back to it again and again and again to get those savings. And when they book through their own personal travel booking engine, it's going to save them up to 60% over the public price, you know, the Expedia Priceline price, which is a set price. And not only are they going to save, and this is what's so powerful about this as a fundraising tool, the organization, the owner of the site, Golden Rule Society, will receive 60% of what they save. Now, if anyone that has ever worked a traditional fundraiser, you know, whether it be a bake sale, chicken dinner sale, you know, car wash where you have to stand on the corner and hold the signs up, and it's a lot of man hours and little money. This, just point them to the link, and they can wise traveler, and they can click that link, open up their own vortex, and as the world is returning to travel again, 8 trillion people, like you mentioned, Ron, that were locked down, you know, for whatever reason, locked down, now peeking out and saying, okay, you know, I want to travel. Imagine them getting that Golden Rule Society link to book. They're making a consumer choice to not go through, you know, others, Expedia, Travelocity, Priceline, all Trivago, all the others, which, by the way, are owned by Expedia and Priceline. You know, they own all the other booking engines out there, and they set that public price, the public price. But they're making a choice not to go through others, but saying, hey, I'm going to go through the Golden Rule Society link. Not only is Captain Kane, you know, great guy and a great humanitarian, but I'm going to save money, and 60% of what I save automatically comes back to the Golden Rule Society. So if I save $100, I'm happy because it's a free link. And Captain Kane is happy because $60 is coming back to the organization. So, Ron, when I hear that, and, of course, visionaries, we see things before they happen. We see the unseen. We're architects of the unseen. Everybody on this call is a visionary. And everybody on this call understands, people think I'm just a little off. And that's because you're a visionary. You're an architect of the unseen. So when I saw the Surge 365 Vortex as a community builder myself and as one who helps others by helping them help others, looking for tools, as soon as I saw that, I saw an opportunity to tap into the wealth, global wealth, through the travel industry. And a lot of people don't know this. Booking online in 2019 was $762 billion. It's expected to jump to $1 trillion in 2022, $1 trillion, people booking online. Nobody goes to a travel agent. Now, outside the United States, they're kind of still using them, but nobody goes to a travel agent. That's a dying trade. And here we are in the timing of where we are right now. The vortex, we can get that GRS, Golden Rule Society link out to the world, and they can book through that link thanks to you and how you put this together, actually, for Captain Kane and you and your wife and your dedication to put this out and to get it live and operational. But we can get that link out to the world, and people can save through that link and imagine the money coming back to the Golden Rule Society. Captain Kane hasn't received a paycheck or anything for this since it started. And he doesn't want to get a paycheck now. He just wants to bring that money in to distribute it and to give it away again. Amazing. That is amazing. And so imagine, and this is what excites me, imagine being able to garner, to take market share of a market that's $1 trillion, people booking online. And because you have a base of people who say, hey, I believe in your cause, I'm going to book through this vortex because not only does it save money, but I'm supporting something that I believe in. That is huge. Now, that's just the Golden Rule Society. You had mentioned your church. It's the same thing for any organization and any group of people led by a vision. And one of the things that's interesting about using the Vortex as a tool is that it's not that people save money the reason they want to go through the Vortex. The reason they go through the Vortex is because whatever organization, they believe in that vision. So let's say it's a church, and the church has some projects. Hey, we want to build a pantry so that we can reach out to the homeless and reach out to our community. We have a building project. So if that church says, hey, you know, I'm gonna make sure the people that are part of this organization know that this is a project that we're doing, and it's one that has an emotional touch to their heart, you know, pulling on those emotional strings. Ladies and gentlemen, if you support this cause, please make a consumer choice to book through this Vortex link, which connects to the industry travel. You want to book your flights, your cars, your hotels, your cruises. You know, book everything through here, your activities, even get your insurance. I was looking at a commercial the other day, and they were talking about evacuation insurance. And I'm looking at that, and I'm like, how much are you charging for that? Well, it's $79, you know, with that code on our site, on the Vortex. Evacuation insurance for $79 covering the entire family for a year. I actually have that insurance. And so, but people can make a consumer choice to go through that Vortex. Yes.
You know something, Rick, that's funny. Last spring, I can't remember how many times we were having conversations, and while we were speaking, there was an evacuation going on in some area in this country. And it was because there had been a terrible weather pattern, there had been a whole thing, and the federal government came out and said, they, you know, it wasn't a choice. You had to leave your community. You had to live where you live, or else you were going to be, if you don't follow the government when they say you got to evacuate, and you don't follow their lead, if something happens to you, you're out in the cold. You can't claim, go to the government and say, I want the aid, I want to help. You're lost. You are in the cold. That's just cold call flat. But gosh, if you have this evacuation insurance, what if you had to go to a hotel to stay safe, keep your family safe, and you got everybody together in some location hotel 100 miles away from the weather where you're from, that all of a sudden you have the insurance, and number one. Number two, even if you didn't have it, you had the ability to get a good rate, where some people might not even be able to get the hotel room that they need just protect their family. And what do we have? We have an entire program to fulfill serving and helping families accomplish that. I'm telling you, what we have on the table today, this is not an experiment. It's not an idea, and, you know, we're working out, we'll figure out. No, it's all operational. You can use it right now, and you can have your family protected and blessed immediately. I think it's funny. I talk to a lot of people. When we do international travel bookings for people, one of the first early questions is, do you have travel insurance? And 9 times out of 10, most people don't, because they haven't traveled maybe in 5 years, haven't traveled. But my next question to them is, I have it available. You can get it where you want, but I have medical and travel, flight and transportation insurance. Are you willing to buy it? And the answer to that question is no. My answer to them is, well, I'd like to help you, but I'm afraid you're going to have to go find someone else, because I will not book you. If you're going into the Caribbean, particularly any time after August, to go on a cruise, if you won't buy travel insurance, I won't book you, because, number one, I don't want to send you into an area that you could be trouble and have problems with. I don't want that on my shoulders, and I don't want you to come back and say, well, how come you didn't tell me about that? So we have the ability to really help protect people and give them an edge. Now, that policy, Rick, is good for a year. So, wow, it's also good for the whole family. you put 8 names of your family on that policy. So you've got 8 family members, and you go to visit someone for a wedding 100 miles from your home, and while you're on your way there's bad weather, or you have a situation where you're forced to stay overnight, or you're forced to have a medical issue, you're covered. You have insurances. I'm not talking about the insurance policy that's for your car. I'm talking about insurance policy on you. It's good for a year.
For well, the ultimate
bucks,
was
$79. I mean,
$100. No, actually, $79 with the was it Global 100 code?
Yep.
Takes $100 off, so $79. But the ultimate run was what you did actually with the missions trip, where you was able to figure out a way to get all 17 people on the however many people on the mission trip that you guys went to, where they went to Guatemala, and they covered all 17 people that went on that trip, or however many people that were on that missions trip, with the one policy that you guys took out on the two leaders, and then all
right.
the other folks were added as riders on the one policy.
Yeah.
Imagine how many mission trips. Explain to the folks what you did there. That still is the ultimate for me.
Well, folks at the church I belonged to attended at the time, we're going to have a trip to Cuba. Wow. That's pretty cool. It's a country that certainly needs a lot of our prayers and help, and it's not necessarily a very wealthy country, and people are hurting. So the organizational church I belong to, they actually have established other they found ways for government to let them have churches in their country, Cuba. But it's very dangerous. And we're not talking about going to the city for a tourist trip. We're talking about going out into the wilderness to meet with the families and the different people, and there's orphanages and all that. Well, when I came into the picture, it was like a little over a month away from they were planning on doing this trip. Nothing had been planned. But you know what's cool is we have a concierge service. And somebody said to me like that, what's that? Well, before I was in the travel industry, I didn't know much what a concierge service was either. What it is, it's a program that they have experts within the travel industry that serve you. And we have them working for us through our Service 365 and YTB and Vortex. So with those resources at hand, Rick, we could turn around and provide all kinds of things, special needs. If someone has to have oxygen or special equipment to travel, we can fill that. Well, in this case, I asked the pastor and the head of the deacon board, do you have insurance? And they said, no. I said, what do you do to protect them? What if you don't? Well, we pray for them. Now, it's a church, and that's a very, very important thing to do. I'm not criticizing that. I'm not saying you shouldn't do that. But I asked one question. I said, well, what if somebody goes out and they're out there helping to put a new farm in or build a fence or help build a lean-to or rebuild a pastor's house or a church? What happens if they get bit by a spider or a snake, or they fall off and they break a leg? And the nearest hospital is 100 miles away, and it's not really very well equipped, but the airport's there, and they have to fly home. But it's a medical emergency. Or let's say they get in the hospital, and they can't come home. Who's going to pay for that? If you don't have the insurance process, the protection, you're out of luck. Now, I'll also say one more thing. We live in a world, and I don't care if you're a nice church person, you love the Lord, all those things. If you're with a group and the church sponsors it, you're going to sue the church. I don't care how nice people are. When there's medical bills and expenses that cost more and you're already volunteering for free to go to a foreign country and risk your life, if the church can't pay for help that person to get through this, you're really in trouble. And by the way, the cost for churches independently to just run special medical and travel on their own is expensive. So I said to the pastor, well, if I'm going to do this trip, if you'd like me to provide the service for you, I require you to have travel insurance. And they voted on it and came back and said, yes, we'll do that. How much is it going to cost? I said, at that time, it was $179 but that week. Global had a sale. And so they had it for $79. Now, what is the insurance? What are you getting? Well, on the airfare side of it, or if you're in a cruise ship, if the thing is canceled because of weather or canceled because of war breaks out, whatever, you're covered. You're protected. You're going to get your money back. Or you're going to get it, period. Number two, what if somebody gets sick? Like we had an 85-year-old lady go to Guatemala. She loved it. She was going to, all her life, she had been doing mission work. She went on, she flew down to Guatemala in the middle of winter here. Anyways, she gets down there and she gets sick. And 2 days before they leave, we're going to leave, she's got to go to the hospital. And so she's a single woman, and what happened was the pastor leading the group said, we got one of the guys said, I'll stay with her till she's ready to come back. Well, you know, that wasn't free. There was food, there was lodging, there was communications expenses. And so what happened, Rick, is that she went in the hospital, and Bill stayed back with her. And when he got back, you know, they called, told me what happened. Actually, I knew while they were there what happened. And I said, okay, we'll just do this. We called it in to the insurance company. They got back, and Bill turned over the bills from the hotel and the food and the whatever there were extraneous costs. The hospital didn't charge them. Now, that was incredible. And that she was able to get back on her plane, and the airlines, because we work with a very reputable airline, by the way, I'll talk about that in a second, Rick, but they allowed her to move her flight a week later because they only went in and out of this country, Guatemala, once a week. So now you had to tie that to staying someplace in the hospital and in the hotel room. Well, we did all that, and when Bill gave me the bills, I turned them in the insurance company, and guess what? They wrote a check, 100%. Not prorated, not discounted because Bill wasn't short and wear green hair. It was 100%. They wrote the check. Church, how much money did it cost the church? Nothing. How much did it cost the people? They actually bought the policy. Now, as you said, Rick, we had a bunch of people go. And what happened is the insurance company, when we told them what was happening, that this was a mission trip to Guatemala, they told us, okay, give us the name, the passport, and their addresses and the age of each person that's going on this trip, we will add them as a line item or add-on under the policy that the leader of the mission wrote. And so we had 13 names adding to that policy. And how much did it cost us, Rick? Nothing more. Nothing more. We had one policy for $79.
Wow.
Now, on top of that, I want to go back to the reputable airlines. When you help, when you're in travel business and people come to you and you want to do something, they ask you to put together a trip. And there's always, I don't care what you're buying, whether it's travel or food or clothing or whatever you buy, somebody is selling that product, that service for less somewhere. And if you want to spend the rest of your life, every day of your life, trying to find the least cost something else, why don't you just get a life and accept that there are things that cost what they cost? I'm not being telling about being stupid. If some costs $100 and they're going to charge you $200, yeah, fine if you can get a discount. But for crying out loud, pay the price and go. Well, in this case, I had someone come to me from the church and say, well, we got a friend of a friend of a friend who knows somebody who knows. We can get the airline tickets for $200 to Guatemala from Buffalo, New York. I said, really? Well, and I told the mission team and the pastor, look it, if you want to go that route, go right ahead. Are they providing or providing services for insurance? Are they doing anything to help make sure you get there okay? What do you mean by that? What do you mean, Ron? Well, let's look at our flights. Our flights are on a reputable airline called Delta. You have to fly from Delta to Atlanta, and in Atlanta you're going to fly to Mexico City, and then you're going to get on Air Mosquito. I don't know what kind of plane you're going to be on. I don't know how old it's going to be. I don't know how many times it started out as a Southwest airline. They put 1,000,000 miles on it, and then they decided that we're going to get that plane, we'll replace it with a new one, and they sold it off to Air Mosquito. And Air Mosquito's got some guys that went to a after-school mechanics class, how to learn how to be a mechanic on a 737.
Ron, you can't say that. but it is true. It is true. And, you know, you want to be on a reputable airline.
So, our trip cost $500, and somebody who was going to fly Air Mosquito was going to be $200. And I just said to him, go ahead. Because if you want that kind of responsibility on your shoulders, I care about my passengers. I care about my people that are giving their life to go serve in a wilderness in a foreign country.
Wow,
if they're willing to
awesome.
Do that, my responsibility as the travel agent is to provide the best I can to survive, to help the survival, the restoration, the protection of the people that fly on the program. Because above it all, first of all, it's who I serve, and I believe that I need to serve the best of the best of the best, number one. Number two, it's the reputation of my being able to be known as a person that can do mission trips. I never wanted to be questioned because I'm not going to oogie-doogie someone's life.
Amen. Hey, Ron, I want to ask you, because very important, there's a lot of missions trips. There are a lot of mission trips that are picking up now again. You were able to get the couple that had the insurance for $79 and then add everyone else as a line item. What's the total number of people on a mission trip that's going, you know, once you got the couple, $79 for the two, that you can add as a line item? What's that total number?
Well, first of all, the minimum for a mission trip, or the provide the airlines is 9. You have to have 9 people or they don't consider it a group. Now, we like to use, and I learned from the airlines, that it's best to use their group price rather than using what's called a nonprofit request discount. They give you a better rate as a group rate. Now, if you use their discount rate, you're not getting the group rate. Now, under the group rate, you do pay tax, but it's always less nonprofit. It's not supposed to be taxed, but it costs more. So I learned that. So when I'm booking things for people, I know how to do it in a way that experience and the knowledge base that we operate with. And I teach that when I'm teaching people. And by the way, I do. I teach people how to duplicate what I do to help. Well, I'm not, you know, I can't be everybody for everybody, but other people can do this too. It's part of what we do with Surge is in the Team Go, Team Get. We teach people and help people to become duplicated and being able to utilize themselves. But I help them either way. Now, so the minimum number on a group is with the airlines is 9 people. Once you reach that level, now what's special about that, Rick, when you reach 9 under the group rate travel, number one, you get to take advantage of, I call it layaway. Like, remember Kmart, you go in and pick out your Christmas gifts in August, September, October, and then you can pay $1 a week until Christmas came, and the week when you got your Christmas bonus, you go in the store, go to the back of the store in the warehouse, and you give them your little ticket, and they give you your Christmas gifts all backed up and ready to go to take home for under the tree. That's layaway. Well, we have the same thing in the airline industry for mission trips. And so in June, you can book your trips in February to go to Guatemala or, I don't know, Kenya. Doesn't matter, Mount Kilimanjaro. So you book it in June, but you don't have, and you put a deposit down to secure it. But now you have your trip secure and your pricing secured. If the prices go down, so do your trips. If the prices go up, your prices are secure. Don't go up. So now in February, you go on your trip. Now, month before, you got to pay the bills. So you may have 6 to 9 months to fundraise to pay for anybody and maybe bring more people or fundraise to buy more stuff to take down with you. Why do I tell you that? Because Delta in particular has a waiver of baggage. You have to pay for your first bag, you know, $30. But after that, let's say you're going to bring down Bibles, and you got 25 cases of Bibles. Well, they'll let you ship them for free. I got a local grocery store to donate a skid of peanut butter for an orphanage in Guatemala. A skid of peanut butter, you know, there's 12 bottles and then they weigh a pound a piece. That's 12 pounds. And you got a skid that's about 100 cases. So it's about 1,200 pounds. To ship that from Buffalo, New York to Guatemala on an airline is around $2,500 to $4,000, depending on the time of year and what they have available to fly down on. So this church that did this, and I got the peanut butter, shipped all that food to the kids for free, and I got it for free. Now, if they had to raise that money, the $2,500, and pay for the peanut butter, the likelihood of that happening is probably pretty slim. But instead, we had a 300 kids in an orphanage get a good set of protein for 30 days from a grocery store in Buffalo, New York that didn't even know about it before I approached them. And then we were able to get it there because we could afford it. That's the impact of knowing and working in group sales and program. Oh, we also had a company that found and makes shoes for children that expand 5 shoe sizes, and they're made out of high quality leather and rubber. So instead of a kid running through the forest and get by spiders and snakes and getting all kinds of viruses or bacteria into their feet and ruining their bodies, getting sick and dying young, they're able to live a life for the first years of their life and have shoes protect their feet. And so we sent 13 cases of those down. By the way, the name of the company is Chengs, C-H-E-N-G-S. Yes, it's a Chinese company. Number two, I don't care. We can help save lives of children in the back forest, woods, and wilderness in foreign countries. We can do it for kids here, for crying out loud. So we sent 13 cases down, and guess how much it cost us in freight to do that?
Wow, zero. Well, 30, nothing. Whatever that initial price was.
Just the price of the shoes, but no freight.
Wow, no freight. That's huge.
No freight.
How many people, churches, organizations would love to know and have this information that you have through experience using the tool Surge to have people can't even call the airlines and talk with the authority that you talk with because of what you know as an insider. They don't even know what questions to ask. And so they're just listening to whatever the airlines say or whomever the vendor is, whatever they say. But with the insider information that you have, you can say, this is the program. This is what we'd like to do. Just tell me how to get it done.
Oh, Rick,
that's huge.
I'll throw another curveball. Let me just share another experience that just be something that someone who is on the mission team on their board of their church. And by the way, this show is in archives. I pray that other people that listen to the show will share this. They can send this to their friends. They can go online, go to Blog Talk Radio, and they literally can send this show to any of their friends at any church, any time. And my phone number is 716-908-2300. It's RCLC Travel. I am sponsored by Rick and Brenda Reese, who host this show today. And we're here to serve. So I allow anybody, and I encourage anybody, if let's say you're talking to a church and you want to tell them why they should take advantage of the program funding by Surge, please use this show. I'd be more than glad. Talk to me. Bring me in. Do a three-way. Use what I have been blessed to know and my gifts to help you reach others for Christ. That's what it is, guys. So, now, we were at one church. It wasn't my church. In fact, I got a referral. And this church is active and going on trips. Same country, different places from this other church that was going. And they went to Guatemala, and they had 10 people. And we got, you know, the information set up, got the, you know, got the reservations, got them, you know, everything supposedly in place. We got to the airport that morning in Buffalo. There was this blinding snowstorm. The roads were closed. The airport was still open. So I meet, when I try to meet the groups in our area, if they're going on a mission trip, I'll join them at the airport. I want to be there to greet them. That's my commitment to them, and I encourage other travel people or partners to do the same thing. It's a commitment level that I think provides integrity. So I get to the airport, and we're starting to book people in, and they got their luggage. They got their backup stuff that was going to be shipping free. And two of the people, well, one of them, an adult.
Hey, Ron, I got to tell you, you got to the airport at what time? In the morning?
3 o'clock in the morning.
All hours, all weather.
Well, the guy spelled his name Jeffrey with an E-R-R-E-Y in his passport, and it was Jeff J-R-R-Y. So, if you think he had a plane reservation and a ticket, guess where he was not going? Because his passport didn't match the ticket. Folks, you got to understand, when you're traveling international, the rules have changed and they're not flexible. Now, the second person was the daughter of the pastor. He actually adopted her between the last trip, and she took on her new father and mother's name, last name. But she booked her ticket in her new name, but her passport was in her original name before she was adopted. Guess where she wasn't going that morning? Because, quite frankly, if your name on your passport doesn't exactly match the name on the ticket, you're not getting on the plane. That's because of 9/11. I'm just telling you, that's why. So, that morning we're there, and, you know, everybody's in, it's snowing, and, you know, you got all the stuff, and they're getting in. At 3 o'clock in the morning, you don't find a lot of people to help you in the airport, but we got it until I was there to make sure we got everything there and got them to get out on the plane. So I had a seasoned woman who knew, that worked for Delta Airlines, and said, "Mr. Clayton, have these people just stand off the side here. We'll book everybody else, try to process them, and they're on." They go, and they went to the gate. The young lady and Rachel and Jeffrey, they stood there, and she said, "I got a trick." She says, "I'm going to book them on the plane as standby. I don't have to use the same criteria to put them on the plane that I do as a direct person on the flight." They went to Guatemala that morning with everybody else because this woman knew in the internals, in the airport, in flight, in the regulations, how to help someone without causing destruction, an emotional letdown. See, how did I know that? I didn't. But I had such a good relation with Delta Airlines. They trust me, and they trust our travel agent, and they trust Surge 365 because we are an international, world-renowned organization of integrity. So, Rick, as we close the show, I'll again say to you, we are here. The Team Get is here as part of helping each individual and anybody in any church, anywhere, accomplish as we move forward. And we're also looking for people that I can set up and help train, give them additional training. I'm not asking for any costs. I'll do that. And we can walk through some information. And we'll do that. And I'll do that as a servant to the team, Rick. So,
you know, I love that. And I send people your way. And because I know that you are doing it for the right reasons. And that's one of the things that's pretty awesome about, in particular, what we're doing with Surge 365 and looking at Surge 365 And what I love about it, especially being part of the Hope Collection and just how we do things, helping people, you know, helping people by helping them help others, we're looking at even Surge 365 through the glasses of how can I serve versus what's in it for me. Of course, we know that if we serve, you know, whatever is due us will come to us. And that's pretty powerful, because we're looking at Surge 365, and a person can actually join Surge 365 through the program the company has put in place, $79, Ron, $79. They can actually become a part of Surge 365. And what Surge has done for the first 30 days is they give them access to everything you're talking about, the travel agency, where they can take the travel training. They can book group trips. For this first 30 days, they can do everything. We want them to see the value of what's in Surge 365. After the 30 days, they can upgrade if they want to the actual program, which is $499 monthly. But for the first 30 days, they have the travel agency, everything travel. They have access to everything you just mentioned. Within that first 30 days, they also have the Vortex, where as an organization or individual or school or business, they can give out that Vortex link to all their members. The members can give it out to everyone. And of course, people are going to save as they open up their own personal travel saving site. 60% of what they save comes back to the owner of the Vortex. So they've got the travel agency. They've got the Vortex. And then the third thing they have is the wholesale travel membership. Book every trip you got going, we say, for the first 30 days so that you can see the savings. If you're shopping online, you can shop online through the club membership and earn reward credits and use those reward credits for free travel. Interesting thing is, and this is the Vortex, if somebody, let's say an organization gives out that free Vortex link to thousands and they book like Golden Rule Society and they book through that Vortex, not only are they going to earn, the organization earn 60% of what's saved, but they're also earning reward credits, which are kind of like credit card points that come back to that organization. So now you've got corporate level money, and you have corporate level reward credits. Pay for everything with the reward credits, right? Hold your money. But for $79, they're able to actually do that and see and have access to everything. And then Ron, of course, you know, that seven-day vacation stay, that's part of the upgrade. But for that first month, that counts toward, you know, the 12 months a person being a member to get that free vacation that you used when you went down to Disney and stayed at the Embassy Suites. Oh, my Lord.
Five-star
put
hotel.
It all this together. I'm just saying, put all this together, and you have access. You have a way to create wealth. And I'm so impressed with you and Linda, because you guys just came in running. And all Surge had to do is show you the door to access, and you're coming in like, you know, Filene's basement up in Boston for the greatest sale ever. And you're rummaging through everything and making it work simply because of the Hope Collection and your heart to help people. Back to you.
Well, Rick, like I said, I enjoy and love and am blessed to be able to do this. And I hope that, and you realize, Rick, that you can send this out to everybody on your team so they could take advantage of becoming a person that's going to give hope to others. So you can do that, and I will do nothing but encourage people to take advantage of what's in their hands to touch lives. Thanks, Rick Reese.
We'll see ya. Great job.
Thank you. Bye now.